The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, shit. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is the 15th of August. It's a day late, as usual, guys, but what can you do? As long as there's 2 a week, isn't that right? As long as there's 2 a week, who gives a fuck what day it's out on? That's the good thing about having 2. You can do one a wee bit late, and people are like, I still haven't listened to the last one. So here we are, 1 day late. What the fuck can you do? Let me just mention a few things up front before we move on. Lavery's Comedy Club is tonight. If you get to listen to this in time, I'm going to do a rare headline set, which I mentioned last week. Usually I'm just running around lifting fucking tables and shit. But tonight I'll be doing a headline set, bro. As soon as I'm done with this, it's fucking 9 a.m. As soon as I'm done with this, long day of writing ahead, writing shit, getting shit done. Lavery's is tonight, yeah. If anyone is looking at General Banter merchandise, which a few of you have been on to me about, we were selling one-off sort of Dead on Mafia t-shirts at the old fucking Mandela Hall gig, and they pretty much all sold out apart from a few fucking samples and spares lying about there, but they all basically sold out, so I've ordered some new ones. They should be available soon, I would say. However, what I will do is I'll put them up for pre-order as soon as I get confirmation of delivery, and then they'll go straight out to you guys. So if you want to get one of those, keep an eye on the social media. I can't speak this morning, okay? Follow me on Instagram, follow me on all the platforms, and I'll fucking chat about it. Okay, guys? Great stuff. What other shit that I want to mention? Just one more shout-out to the Patreon folk. If anyone's a Patreon person, anyone donates to the podcast, or anyone that listens to this podcast, really, we've started a secret sort of page. The information will be on the Patreon page. It's an Instagram account where there will be just some BTS, you know, some behind-the-scenes shit, some cool shit. If we ever live stream the podcast on Instagram, that's where it'll be. So, yeah, get yourself on over to patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast and get involved, guys. Join the Dead on Mafia, you know what I'm saying? Here's the best intro in the world.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about here, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. There we go. I have to cut that off early because last week I played it twice, didn't I? Like a fucking dild. Like a dildo. Like a fucking dildo. You ready to get crunk up in this bitch, are you?
Yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park! Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing now, flip it and reverse it. He's your baby, if it's win, yep. He's your baby, if it's win, yep. If you got a big, let me search you. find out how hard I gotta work here. He's yerping and if it's one yip. He's yerping and if it's one yip. I like to get to know you, so I can show you. Put your pussy on you like I told you.
That's been doing the rounds this week. That is a woman who is 60, at least 60, singing Work It by Missy Elliott. Now, let me just work it, Missy Elliott, backwards. What's the backwards bit? Oh, there's a video, an instructional video. Here we go. Listen to the song forward and backwards. Go.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is wet yet. It's your primitive is wet yet. If you got a big
nip.
If I know right. How hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive.
Let's hear it backwards. I'm none the wiser as to what the fuck that song is supposed to be. Does she say, put my thang down, flip it and reverse it? And then actually flip it and reverse it? And it goes, nee, meals, nee, flick, meep, meep. Or whatever the fuck. That's my favourite bit of the video, is the idol just singing that. And here's the crazy thing. She's probably the same fucking age as Missy Elliott. Only Missy Elliott seems to be aging in reverse. You know? Go on Missy Elliott's fucking Instagram there. Let me see, Missy Elliott, 2018. Like, she looks like she's fucking, like, if someone went, here's this, you know, we got this hot new rapper, her name's Missy Elliott, and she's 22. You would be like, yeah, I well believe that. There's a photo over there, and she literally looks like fucking, you know, someone, a girl from a fucking Drake video. Now, who knows what her body's like, you know what I'm saying? Because she was a fat bastard at one stage. And there's a side-by-side, that's hectic. That is hectic. Side-by-side photo there. Jesus Christ. Fuck me. It's crazy what a bit of money will fucking do for you. And it's crazy what just as little as getting your teeth sorted. Do you know what I mean? Getting your teeth sorted out makes you like fucking 10 times hotter straight away. Do you know what I'm saying? Or, like, girls can just do, like, a slightly different thing. Like, there she is looking like a big fucking dude. And then beside it, she's got, like, fake eyelashes. Fake eyelashes. Do you know? Maureen went and got, what do you call the fucking ones that they stick them in? Do you know? And her eyelashes are big as shit. And then she got these other ones, and you're like, that's ridiculous. Do you know? You look like a fucking Disney character. It looks amazing. And you could, not that she really needs makeup, but, you know, you could literally, if you were any girl, just get those fucking eyelids done, make sure your eyebrows are good. No makeup, it's fine. Who gives a fuck? Do you know what I mean? Cute as shit. There's Busta Rhymes, fat as fuck. Unbelievable. Let's get back to this fucking hardcore Grammy, who for some reason is holding, like, a horn. He's got the horn of, like, a deer or something. I wonder, is that, like, you know, like, in a fucking Lord of the Flies style? Like, you can only sing Miss Elliot, when you're holding the horn. Hmm? Get your freak on with this horn.
Things can call me over. Now on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to sing a choke. You do or you don't.
Dragon, she's saying things she doesn't even know. Before you come over, need to shave my choke. I don't know if she would need help shaving her fucking choke. Anyone wants to do research for me and find out how to make a good soundboard for a computer, and then I can play all the classic, all the General Banter classics, you know? Fuck up you! That one. Just all the classics, you know? Renew from me, nip, nip, nip. You know? I'm going to die today!
I need it like a vulture. See my hips and my tips, don't you? See my ass and my lips, don't you?
Wearing clothes that I imagine can only be bought in America. Do you know, get me some dad jeans that fit a very short, fat, round woman. And essentially a fucking set of curtains with a goddamn shaped like a t-shirt.
I lost a few pounds in my whips for ya. This kind of beat could go rat-ta-ta, rat-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I mean, there are certain rappers or whatever who are at a level of cool where they get away with that when you see like a regular fucking, and by regular I mean white, person do something like that. You're like, oh, that's ridiculous. Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I never thought about that line ever, just until there now where I was like, that's weird because it's the white woman doing it. Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Do you remember that fucking dude? That fucking dude that was like, oh, what the fuck was his name? Ratata. What do you call that guy? What the fuck, bro? Oh, yeah. Brian Silva. That was his name. Brian Silva. Was he not all like fucking dropping N-bombs and shit and then he gets shot? Is that the story? Yeah, N-word. And he's white. White as all fuck.
Okay, I'm reloaded.
Okay. Here we go.
Fufu lame shit, I ain't with it. I send some shots at your fitted. Swag, bitch. I keep a full clip on my hip that will knock you off the map. Piers, man. Yeah, you mad.
He was even like slanging up his own slang. So at the start he was going, ra-ta-ta-ta. And then shortly after, he was just going.
Because I'm God, nigga.
You white? Ninja?
Niggas be like, T-Rex, get my bitch back. Make her clothes fall off, nigga, because ain't nothing. I'm a real nigga for life. Run up on me, I'm gonna send you to the sky, nigga. Every time I come around, my chopper go. Young, handsome, rich, savage. Hit your bitch with my dick, nigga.
Didn't rhyme.
I'm a savage, nigga. I'll leave your head on be duck. Leaning on them niggas, man. And flexing. Swagged up to the max.
You hey, did a wee tongue movement. Do you know what's the worst thing? That when you're drinking syrup, you know, when guys get like fucking, let me drink that scissorp, bro. Let me get that promethazine or whatever the fuck it's called. That high codeine fucking cough syrup. It's like, you know, it's like one of those fucking internet memes. If you don't drink this out of two fucking polystyrene cups, are you really drinking it? That's what you have to do. Like, that guy's in his house, you know, and he's a young, rich, savage, handsome, so his house probably has cups or glasses, or dare I say a goblet, dare I say a flute. You might have a flute in there. And he's still like, yo, mom, mom, go get me some motherfucking paper cups. Why do you need those? We got some perfectly good cups here. Because I'm drinking scissor. Why? This is the other thing cracks me up about rappers. Are they all stressed out or what? Yo, I got anxiety. I feel very nervous all the time. I need to have Xanax. I suffer from anxiety. I got depression and anxiety. You know? Everyone's like fucking, all these fucking gangster rappers, and they're like, I'm just very sleepy because I took some medication for my nerves. It's like that fucking dude, Tony Cantwell, or get your mommy a drink for her nerves. Get for her nerves. Also, this guy's in like ridiculous, not like, but there's definitely girls would look at him and be like, look at his body. Because he's like thin and ripped. Like he's thin but he's muscly, you know what I mean? Like he looks like a fighter. There's plenty of like MMA guys look like that, you know, they're like slim and fucking wiry, but then he has a face, you know, like a fucking just, how would I describe his face? Like a dog, like a sad dog, like the face of an Afghan hound.
He's mad that I'd be killing shit. Like I committed.
He forgets the noise. Ratata, natatata, do,
chik, bon. I'm a sad everywhere I go.
What did he say there?
I'm a sad
What?
That I be killing shit. Bah! Like I committed homicide.
Oh, man.
Homicide.
Everywhere I go, people know me. Or that your main bitch trying to throw me around my dick, nigga.
Don't go, everybody know me, and then mime like someone's sucking your dick and not say, trying to blow me. I'm not even a rapper, you fucking idiot, and I could pull that shit off.
I wonder if it's lazy, because I'm going to be deep in them guts like I'm delivering a baby, and then I'm gone. How about you haters?
Oh, he did a car motion there. I'd be deep in those guts.
Hop off my dick and tell your bitch to hop on it, because it's a monster, nigga. The simi with the 30 make you hit the flow. That's the world.
I feel like there's a weirdness to being like, so hardcore, but then also like straight. Does that make sense? I feel like all rappers should be going like, instead of going like, yo, I'm a fucking savage boy. I'm a goddamn savage. I tell you what, I like girls with big fat soft butts. I like butts and stuff, and all the pussies is juicy. I like that, and squeezing boobies and stuff. Doesn't really fit. You should be going like, I'm a savage. I fuck my best friend in the anus. I don't even bother with soft women. I fuck dudes with six packs in the mouth. I fucking keep the motherfucking diamond teethes in the face, and I still fuck them. The most hardcore rapper should be like, I'm so aggressive, I don't even want to come. That should be the rap. That's the hardest, the most hard rapper in the world. I don't even need to ejaculate. Fuck that pussy shit. What, you trying to procreate, bitch? Keep my spunks in my pants while I'm too busy killing motherfuckers. Don't be making love to bitches. Maybe on a Christmas or a special occasion, I'll fuck a dude against his will. The hardest rapper in the world should fuck men against their will. My name is fucking... Make up a rapper. My name's Tony Bricks. I'm Tony Bricks, and I rape men. Because I'm so hardcore, I rape MMA fighters. I'm trying to think of the most hardcore rapper. He's like, yeah. He's like... He's so hardcore. Yo, I go to the zoo and fuck lions. You know, once I'm done killing, I jump in the sea, fuck a shark.
Ratatatata. Swag, bitch.
Swag, bitch.
Mad that your bitch knows who I am and she wants my dick deep down her throat till she choke, nigga. Swag. T-Rex the type of nigga that you detect.
Till she choke.
Leave your family in regret because I'm the devil, nigga. All I know, I'ma be a rich nigga counting this dough and fucking your bitch in the throat and the ass, nigga. Kush in the lean got me throwing up. I don't give a fuck. I'ma pull me up another cup, nigga. GD. All I do is flex and fuck other niggas' bitches to get respect. Swag. Swag God legend. Take your bitch in here with the gata.
Fuck me. And he's ripped. I'll give it to him. He's ripped. I mean, the funniest thing about this video is that this was back in the Vine days where, like, your video only really was, like, 7 seconds long. So it wasn't even, like, early Instagram or whatever. You could have, like, 60 seconds. He was going, like, he was running on 7 seconds. So he's like, what's up, motherfucker? I'm a goddamn savage and all. So take a bitch. He's trying to get it out in 7 seconds. Yo, young swag got up in this bitch, fucking your bitch in the face, and then 7 seconds, that's all you got, bro. Now, I was on Vine. Can I find those Vines? Never. Some of them were funny, you know? But sure, let me see, there's an interview with this guy. I have a whole pile of shit to talk about here, and I fucking forgot. Keep an eye on the social media, because these Dead on Mafia t-shirts and general new general gear and General Banter podcast t-shirts are coming out, and they're legitty as fuck.
Born with that
shit. He had an interview with him?
My street cred and everywhere I go.
Okay.
Like my mom told me when I was growing up, Brian, sooner or later people will respect you for being a real ass
That's what your mother said.
That's what my mother told me.
Oh, that's a sweet woman.
Real recognize real. When another real n***a sees another real n***a, you just know.
Now, not a lot of white people are allowed to use the N-word. How did you get your black cred?
Ever since I was 8 years old, I've been allowed to. Like, literally, my n***as were on the block. You know what I mean? We walked around in the trap, you know what I mean? Strapped with 38 with rocks in my socks.
Yeah, your nipples are small.
I don't really look at my nipples like that.
I mean, I don't know whether he's talking shit or not, because he's just like, yo, me and my N-words used to hang out on the block in, stuck in the trap with knots in my socks. It's like, is any of that real? Or he, did you just rhyme off the fucking lyrics to like a Tupac song? Maybe not Tupac. Try and take a sip out of a fucking 10-gallon drum of water there. Let's talk about what's been going on. I went out for my sister's birthday last Friday. She went out for a dinner. I'll not mention the restaurant. Not, it doesn't matter. The restaurant's fine. But I refuse to pay money for fucking Italian food. It drives me insane. A pizza. I pay for a pizza because, you know, it's hard to get a pizza. It's hard to make a pizza in your house. Sort of. But see, when people go out, and like me and my sister are very different, you know, I'm very into food, very into, I don't know, to her I probably seem like a lunatic. Like, he's always out gigging and drinking, and you know, he's, and everything's just fucking different, you know what I mean? So when she says something like, oh my god, get the carbonara, it's stunning, and I'm like, listen, the words stunning and carbonara don't really go together. Because, you know, it's spaghetti. And on the menu, it's $14.95 or something like that. And in real life, costs 9p. And then she'll get it and be like, I'm not eating the bacon. You're like, that's the only fucking good bit in it. Eat the goddamn bacon. And then, obviously, like, my cousin was there with her boyfriend and Rachel's friends and whatever. And they were all just like, what's this asshole like? Talking about me. He's fucking wild. He just complains about everything. Meanwhile, dinner after dinner came out, and it was the most basic dinners I've ever seen. People are like, and you're like, what are you eating at home that makes this seem like it's fucking Michelin star quality? You know? They're like, you know, so someone got a fucking, you know, like a chicken parm type thing, and it wasn't even like legit way that you would get it done, you know, if you got it in a place in America or somewhere. It's like a breaded piece of chicken. It was just a piece of chicken with red sauce on it, like fucking marinara sauce, and then cheese on the top. And I feel like if you made that at home for somebody, they'd be like, I can't eat that. You're like, why? It's too fucking, too much tomatoey sauce and cheese and everything. Meanwhile, they're all, I got a pizza just because I was like, I will not pay 15 quid for a pasta dish. Do you know what I'm saying? It's pasta. Pasta should be fucking, unless it's like handmade, whatever, beautiful pasta. Fair enough. Not when it's goddamn like, oh yeah, we just took some fucking shit here and boiled it up, threw some cream around it. By the way, it wasn't even, like, I've had pretty decent carbonara, and it's not really the way you think it is. Do you know what I mean? It's like people think carbonara is this big creamy fucking soupy thing almost. Like, look how much creaminess is on that. It's not really. It's actually a lot drier than you think it is. You know, if you're using like real parmesan and all that shit. And I don't know. People are just like, look at this bowl of cream. But it's always interesting going to those things because, you know, I'm sitting at the table just normal, just having a bit of crack. But to the average civilian, even my own family, they're like, he's the mad one. See him there. And you'll say something that would fly under the radar when you're with, you know, your comedian friends or Maureen or any of her family or anything, just because the banter rate is so high. But you'll just say something and people are fucking like spitting their dinners out and shit, and you're like, what? That's just regular chat. What the fuck? What would you just be talking about if I wasn't here?
This carbonara is stunning, isn't it?
And by the way, half of the shit was just regular fucking pub grubby bullshit in Italian. You know? One of them was all like, a pollo di bollo, fucking whatever. Read the description. Chicken goujons with barbecue sauce. Fuck my ass. Oh my goodness, what's fucking... spaghetti hoops. Oh! Well, shit in my gape. Just some bullshit. And then, because it was Rachel's birthday, so, you know, her friend Rebecca left the fucking cake in. And then the dude comes round, and he actually looked pretty familiar. I don't know where I've seen him before. He's probably been Lavery's or something. And he was like, can I get yous any dessert? And it was obviously like a fake, like, does anybody want anything? And then they took ages with the dessert. And then he comes out with a cake, fucking happy birthday to you. That's the most awkward song of all time, isn't it? This is how long that song lasts. Happy birthday to you. And then there's like some one person. And then everyone, hey, fucking thank fuck. Yeah! Hip hip! Hooray! That's my least favourite thing. I remember playing rugby a few times and people would be like, oh yeah, give it up for the other team. Hip hip, hooray! And you're like, fuck off. You just punch me in the face in a scrum. Hip hip, hooray. Suck my cock. There's no sportsmanship from Colin. I take it personally, you know. I'll come in that change room with a sock, strangle you. That's what I'll do. Hip hip. In fact, no, that's a lie. I take that back. There should be a chant like that where it just goes, happy birthday. Woo! And then everyone fucking cheers. Instead of like, the most boring fucking song. Some songs are shit, you know. Ulster rugby songs are the worst. You know, and I've been to a few rugby matches. I will keep an eye on results. I'm not a big rugby guy. But I'll be like, match on last night? How'd it go? Match on tonight? I'll maybe stick it on when I'm eating my dinner. You know, I've been to the odd match. But I'm afraid, Ulster doesn't really cut it. Stand up for the Ulster man, blur, blur, Presbyterian, blur, 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 at the match. While my wife fucks my business partner. Have a pint of Guinness. We only do Murphy's. Why? Anyway, it's... what other bullshit? Yeah, don't pay for Italian food. It drives me fucking nuts. I mean, I should get up an Italian fucking translator here. Sure. Should I? Italian. In fact, I wonder, can I get the menu for this place? I could probably get the menu for this place and just reach you some shit. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, please let there be the other page so that I can read it. Fuck me, it's amazing what you can just Google and it's there. Where's the really fucking boring... Let me see if they got like... What do they call them? Antipasties? Yeah. Risotto fungi. Rice and mushroom sauce. Right, I'm trying to get their fucking like intro type shit. Or what do you call it? This is exciting to listen to as I look for fucking dishes. Carbonara, smoked bacon and egg. These are all the pastas. Oh, yeah. I wonder, is it there? Fuck yeah. Where is it? You know, it's just pretty standard. I whistled there. Pretty standard shit. Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find the... I had some weird shit this morning. Fuck me. I don't normally eat breakfast this early, but it was like, I'm going to eat early and then I'm going to do what I did yesterday and just, I'm just trying out different eating techniques. Eat big in the morning and just kind of see myself through to like dinner time. Because I feel like I was doing it the other way where I wasn't, I was like maybe leaving food till like 12 or 1 and then you eat and then you, your body feels like it almost needs to do like a lot of catch up on the eating or something. I don't know, like at night time or like, even though I left eating till late, I'm still fucking starving. Very strange. Also might be just a side effect of being a fat cunt. Also, see when they name pizzas and it's like, you know, what do you want? Or like, oh, this is a different Italian restaurant. Yo, what's the crack, people? We are back after a short battery changing break there. Okay. Fuck. Hey Zoom, get something that, you know, has a rechargeable battery and lasts for ages. Okay. Also, it was pretty well timed because I went inside and the postman came with some gifts for wifey Maureen. She got a Fitbit and I would say it's 94% based on the fact that my cousin Jean had one that was like a little rose gold band and she went, that's nice. Will she be counting her steps? Probably not. Will she be doing any of that other bullshit? No. She'll be going, this is rose gold because I'm so into tracking my fitness that I, in fact, had to get a rose gold one to fit all my outfits. So there you go. Let me fill you in the rest of the week. Saturday, drank a bit, watched the Lemmy documentary, which is fucking tremendous. If you haven't seen it, I've talked about it before. And then we were drinking beers, you know, and then watched It Might Get Loud, which is fucking phenomenal. And we had a lot of laughs about, you know, the fact that it was like Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. You're like, oh, legend. Jack White. You're like, what a fucking, just prolific fucking genius, just knocking out album after album with loads of different bands and just has a real unique sound and everything. And then The Edge from U2, and it would literally be like they're playing each other's songs and they're like, oh, here's fucking In My Time of Dying. They're like, like playing Slide and everyone's like, meow, 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 and everyone's like, class. Jimmy Page plays Whole Lot of Love and everyone's like Jack White's literally like, that's me just masturbating. Woo! You know? Everyone's like to be in a room and watch Jimmy Page just go, you'd be like, blasting loads, you know? Even though all the only image you have in your head is like Jimmy Savile on fucking Top of the Pops. But, you know, apart from that, and then The Edge, and they got round to his song, and he's like, yeah, this is I Will Follow, which, you know, let's face it, not a fucking bad song. Now, every time I play songs on this, you can never monetize a video, which is another reason to join Patreon, guys. If you want me to continue to, you know, take the piss out of modern rap music, you gotta donate to the podcast, because I ain't getting YouTube money. I'm only joking, you don't have to. I tell you how much money I was getting from YouTube in the past. None. Fuck all, bro. There's so many videos I have to open in a new tab because I want to watch them. Open a new tab, I want to watch that at some stage. But, like, there's so many bits in this film where The Edge is like, you know, I eventually got this pedal and I would play this bit. And it's like, and then he goes, and I take the effects off, and it just goes, ding, 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 and you're like, yeah, pedals, bro, get it? Two notes and pedals. You shouldn't be on that show. Now, this is, as far as U2 goes, this is an absolute screamer. Bassline steals it, possibly. probably back when they used to be good. This is the bit from the film. So it shows you the Edge playing.
Really paring it down to the absolute bare minimum.
He basically, the whole thing.
I'm a Western chauvinist and I refuse to apologize.
What the fuck is that? That's a Colin by himself video.
When it's so.
Me and Maureen have this thing where I'll be like, I'll be flicking through Netflix and I'll go past the thing. I'll be like, do you want to watch this? And she'll be like, that's more of a by yourself video. And I'll be like, thanks.
Simple, you can turn it up really loud.
The emphasis was really stripping a sound back to its bare minimum. So, you know, if I could get away with one note, it would be fucking brilliant.
Ding!
And that's all I'm playing. And then what comes out was, you know, Beautiful Day. It's incredible.
But it's got more aggression.
Jack White just picks a guitar up. I'm gonna fucking kill myself doing this. That's it. Jack White's trying to feign interest. Like, yeah. That's it.
Is there a lot to see?
No, actually,
can't be. Can't. Yeah.
Jimmy Page always looks fucking like out of his mind. Just like chewing his lips off. It's, you know what that sounds like? A cool intro to a song. But the whole it was one of those things where, like, do you know when you think you're doing nothing of an evening and then at like 10 or half 10, then all of a sudden you start drinking beers? There's the sun out. Fuck my asshole dry. You start drinking and then you're kind of pissed, but you're just watching TV, really. And then it put that movie on and everyone was just watching it, like, chucking in lines, you know, and it shows your Edge, like, looking around this fucking warehouse, and he's like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, that's a guitar, Edge. Yeah, you might not have fucking played one of these before, but yeah, it's a guitar, enjoy it. And just way too much, like, literally it shows you him in a fucking in a warehouse, and it's just like, it's like in a movie from the fucking 60s of like the inside of a spaceship, just loads of shit, knobs everywhere, knob central. And literally at the start of the documentary, it's Jack White with a plank and a pickup, and he's like, tick, 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 just tacking the pickup on, tick, 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 and then he fucking wraps this string around it, and then just gets a slide and just turns the amp on, and then just goes like plays this slide bit, and he goes, "Who says you need to buy a guitar, right?" And you went from Jack White, who could literally give you a song from a fucking brake cable tied around a fucking nail, to the Edge, who's got like, well, it looks like the cockpit of a fucking jet fighter, and then he just plugs his guitar and goes, which is like if you got a sample of a cat and just looped it. Fucking, I'm a sonic architect. Are you my hole? Like, this is it. What's the bit? It might get loud. Intro. It's right at the start of the movie. Yeah, just Jack White playing a motherfucking string attached to a goddamn board. What a fucking genius, bro. Goddamn genius. Just banging away. Cows. Look at that house. That's my ideal house. Is like a fucking wooden American house on a ranch. Surrounded by cows and has a porch and whatnot. You can, you know, tell your slaves that. Just chill. Just chill out there. Putting a Coke bottle in it. It's like a bridge. Shove that in there. Tack, tack, tack. Right? What do you hear? That? Just the scream of the amp when he plugs it in. Come on.
Who says you need to buy a guitar?
Oh. I love Jack White. Outrageous.
Who says you need to buy a guitar?
You know? Goddamn savage. And the Edge is in there like he's fucking in a nuclear reactor. Tweaking about. Here's where I can basically hold the guitar. And the feedback will loop through this and then turn that into a fucking hit song. And then Bono will come out with his Steven Seagal glasses on and be all like, fucking, this song's called Let's Build a Well. Unbelievable. But it was just a funny night of just sitting there and fucking doing nothing. And then the next day, or Monday or whatever, what's that say? Do you ever write something down and you're literally like, what the fuck? What is that even? What the fuck, bro? I basically on last week's podcast, I've been like, I need to buy bumper plates because I bought a bar here for doing weights. And then a dude called Benji gave me a shout out. Shout out to Benji. Or got hooked up with me. Not hooked up. Send me a message, basically. I was trying to be cooler. Couldn't think of the fucking the lingo. Sends me a message. And he's like, oh yeah, we got these for like a competition or something from Atlantic Barbell in Coleraine. And I was like, well, milk my teats into a latte. Okay. So I got in touch with him. And the guy was like, I'm on holiday at the minute. Give you a shout when I get back. And then I was like, okay. And he's like, unless you're in a rush for them. And I was like, well, I'd love them as soon as I could get them, really. And he goes, right, well, I could arrange to have you pick them up from our friend or from my business partner. And I was like, sure. Like, at the whole time, I'm like, I don't want to fucking cause any shit here. And he's like, nah, it's no problem. So then he's like, yeah, if you can pick them up yourself, that'll speed the whole process up for you. So basically paid for them, went and collected them. By far the cheapest. So shout out to Atlantic Barbell if you're looking bumper plates or any other sort of fitness equipment. I basically got in touch and they were like, yeah, here's the price it's going to be, which was about half the price everywhere else. And then went up, boom, there you go. Met a gentleman called Andy in a car park and swapped some weights. As I said to him, this is about the cleanest, this is about the healthiest deal anyone's ever done out the boot of their car. It's hard to drink out of that. So yeah, I got those. And then I had a tattoo booked in with I haven't been going to the gym for the last while. I've been working out though. I've got kettlebells, been doing workouts, doing a lot of bodyweight shit. Doing a lot of stuff that sometimes it's good to mix it up. Sometimes it's good to tell yourself you have no equipment, because you'll do like lots of fucking setup core type shit that you would never do if you just had a fucking barbell there or something. So I was doing a pile of that, doing some load of kettlebells, squats. Just, I always like to do a lot of squats, like lots and lots and lots of fucking just air squats, as they call them, just body weight squats, just bash out fucking 100 of them, you know what I mean, get a minute, bang bang bang, do a pile of them. There is a limit on how many you can do before your fucking back just gets so tight that you should stop. But yeah, been doing a lot of that shit. But I must say, I was good to get a barbell. And I don't have that many weights. There's only like 100k of fucking plates there. But like, doing some deadlifts, you know, that's always good. Fucking, I swear to God, deadlifts might be the key to life. Like, the key to life? Did I say that weird? See if Mickey is like, my fucking shoulder blades are sore and my fucking hips all stiff and all. Do some fucking deadlifts, bro. Because it just pulls the fucking back end of you right out, you know, the whole way up the chain, the posterior chain, whose hamstrings are fucking firing, the bottom of your back's firing, erectors are erect as fuck, bro. Do you know, you're getting it all, you're getting the fucking, you feel it in the traps. And I was only doing fucking like 90k or something, you know, just high reps, clink, nice and slow, clink. You gotta do it, bro, you gotta do it. So straight away, feel good. Do you know what I mean? Feel fucking tight. And then really hit it hard yesterday morning, early doors before I went for a tattoo. Had to go the whole way to Hollywood, County Down, the Gold Coast, home of world famous Shane Todd, who actually, I haven't told him this yet, I should probably send him a voice message. There was a guy came in to, I went into the shop, and I could hear him fucking shouting somewhere. Now, I don't know this chap, but the vibes I was getting were he was trying to speak to a guy who clearly seen him and was half blanking him, and he was like, here, oh fuck, it's your, are you, mate? Right, fucking Tommy, or whatever the fucking guy's name was. Right, remember fucking how's it going, mate? You alright? The guy's like, yeah, how's it going? And you're like, fuck, man, get the fuck. I mean, the guy was, I feel like the guy had possibly had a few drinks, and it was, you know, 12 in the day, but he was all like, oh, fuck, that's you, no, still doing that, no, still fucking at it, mate, no, good for you, mate, all right, brar, which is Sabelfast, all right, brar, B-R-O-R, all right, brar, see you later, that's my brar over it, don't like it, just don't like it for some reason, makes me sick, fucking brar, ah. Anyway, I'm standing there getting some water out of the fridge, and he goes, I could just see him like crouch down. He just went, "Buy a blender, fuck shit, kid. What are you at now?" I was like, "I'm just getting a tattoo across the road, mate." "Are you fucking mad, cunt? What are you getting, UDA on your tits?" He was that type of guy, and I was like, and then he's like, "I know you're my wee mate Shane Todd," and I was like, "Oh yeah, mate Shane." And he goes, "Oh, you fucking blah." And that was it, really. I was like, okay. Don't know what to tell you. Keep at it, mate. I will do. Thank you. See you later. Bye. Strange. But yeah, Jamie Donnelly. Follow him on Instagram, Jamie Donnelly Tattoos. He went to art college with me. And then many years later, I finally got a tattoo done by him. So there you go. Went down. We had a bit of a back and forward, had a bit of a concept for a thing, sent it to him, he drew it up, he sent it back to me, and then I sort of changed it again a little bit, and then he sort of dusted up the design that I had. So, finally went down and got the tattoo, and it was sore as shit, but it was good chat, you know, catching up with somebody, talking a pile of shit. Into a lot of the same stuff. While he's just buzzing the shit out of your arm. And it was great experience. If you need any fucking work done, give them a shout. Him and his fiance. She works right beside him. She's on Instagram too. Morel Hannah or something, tattoos. I should probably look that up in fairness. But she was working right beside him in this wee studio. Just the two of them. It was very cool. And I went in and I was like, wow, this is cool. How much of this stuff's yours? And he thought that as in, like, which bits of this have I done? Because the place is just full of fucking bits. You know what I mean? Just cool shit and weird stuff on the walls and everything. And he's like, yeah, the only one that's mine really is this one painting up here, which is like a real graphic, gory, like fucking guy with his face ripped open type thing. And because a lot of those tattoo people are obsessed with like anatomy and fucking bones and skeletons and shit. And I thought like, oh, this is the way this studio was. This is all in here. And then you just come in and put a few of your own bits around. And then the more we talked, he was like, oh no. So I was like, so is this yours? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, so is most of the stuff in here yours? And he goes, yeah, when we moved in here, it was just a fucking white room, like a white room. And I was like, oh, right. So you did the whole fucking place and it's lethal. And he said, like, it's good when people are getting tattooed. It's, you know, you're just sitting there kind of bored. It's cool to have stuff to, like, look around at. And the fucking place is just this. You could fucking charge people into it. He's taken this white room, painted it, like, a real dark, foresty green. And then just the walls are covered in artwork and weird shit and fucking stuffed, like, taxidermy fucking bats. And fucking crows and shit like that. There's just mad shit all over the walls and fucking skateboards. And there's a cabinet full of skulls. And it's wild. But you're sitting there, just getting tattooed. And you're like, wow. Just checking out all the stuff. But yeah, what an experience. It was great. Got the old tattoo done. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, is it annoying to be like a guy who's like, maybe... You know, I have a degree in design. I'm quite into fucking graphic design. I like things. I like logos. I like imagery. I like type. I like all sorts of shit. Is it annoying to go back and forth? And he goes, no, I'd much rather I'd much rather it be that way than like he's told, you know, someone who has a fucking vision of what they want and has an idea of like design to actually give him feedback. And he's like, no, I'd much rather you got something that you wanted, that you really wanted. Zigga zigga. But he said like he's redesigned things like fucking 6-7 times for people, and then they just decide they don't want it. And he's like, yeah, but that's taken me like fucking a full day's work to redesign that a bunch of times, and you don't want it. So he said it's much better to have an idea of something, draw it up, have someone make a few changes, and then he changes it one more time. He's like, that's a gift. So that's how it went. And then I just sat there and fucking ate 1,000 soft mints. See those Trebor? How do you say that? Whatever. Soft mints. What sociopath has ever opened one of those and ate one and went, that's enough for me, and put those back in the fucking side compartment thing of the car? Nobody. Everybody gets it, opens it, eats one, and goes, okay, I'm not going to breathe till all of these are away. And they just eat them all. Because it's like chewy toothpaste. It's fucking incredible. Now, I have a fucking note here. And I do not know what the fuck it means. I don't know why I've written it. Anyway, what's left for there to do other than answer some questions? Also, this is a great video. I watched this before I started re-recording.
But I'm not here on behalf of the dealer.
This girl's basically at a talk at a university, and she's talking to this dude like, all my friends are dead. It's just weird because she's actually talking about an Uzi, Lil Uzi Vert concert. And she was like, a lot of my friends just sing the fucking N-word, and I don't know how to feel about it. And this guy, Ta-Nehisi, is that how you say it? Ta-Nehisi Coates, is basically going like, you have to be aware of when you can use certain words and stuff. And I'll play a bit of it. Makes good sense.
I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry, I'm going to say the word. Because I think, you know, in the conference, like if you had used the word nigger right just now, I would have understood what you meant. And I wouldn't have taken offense within the context of the question. I understand why you did that. Communities in general of people, well, let's start even more basic than that. Words don't have meaning without context, okay?
Boom. This was shared by world famous comedian Aisling B, by the way.
My wife refers to me as honey. That's accepted and okay between us. If we were walking down the street together and a strange woman referred to me as honey, that wouldn't be acceptable. The understanding is I have some sort of relationship with my wife. Hopefully I have no relationship with this strange woman. When I was young and I used to go see my family in Philadelphia, where my dad was from, they would all call him Billy. His name is William Paul Coates. No one in Baltimore called him Billy. And had I referred to my father as Billy, that probably would have been a problem. That's because the relationship between myself and my dad is not the same as the relationship between my dad and his mother and his sisters who he grew up with, right? We understand that. It's the same thing with words within the African-American community or within any community. My wife, with her girlfriend, will use the word bitch. I do not join in. I don't, you know, say, hey, I want to... I don't do that. And perhaps more importantly, I don't have a desire to do it. You understand? You know, a while ago, Dan Savage was going to have this show that he was going to call Hey Faggot. I'm not going to yell faggot at Dan Savage. That's not my relationship with the LGBT community. And I understand that. And I'm okay with that. I don't have a desire.
This is a great video to watch just after we watch fucking your boy dropping M-bombs. Ra-ta-ta-ta.
To, yell out the word.
And it's true, like, see, this is why you can't just jump on words and be like, I'm offended, because there has to be a lot of context surrounding a word. perfectly highlighted by this dude. You like his girl's like, yo, bitch, I don't fucking da da da. But he's not going to talk to his wife's fucking girlfriend or friend and be like, here, bitch, pass me the old fucking cashew nuts there. It's just the way it goes. And even better point, this whole fucking sort of thing and buzzwords and triggered and whatever, even when it comes to like gender pronouns and stuff. When Sean, he goes, it's only like a Western thing, because when Sean Campbell was on the podcast last week, he was talking about in Vietnamese, he was like, your pronoun changes in sort of relation to what you are to me. So if a guy was talking to his brother, he would use a certain pronoun. And if the mother was talking to the brother, she would use a different pronoun, because that's like a son or something. You know, things like that. Your pronoun is determined by who's talking to you. So if a stranger's talking to you, it's going to be different to like if your mother addresses you, or your brother, or your friend, or your sister or something. It always fucking changes. Or someone younger is talking to you. Like, it always changes. And you're like, wow, that blew my tits clean off.
You know, faggot, I just don't have that. The question one must ask, if that's accepted and normal for groups of people, we understand that, you know, it's normal actually for groups to use words that are derogatory in an ironic fashion. Why is there so much hand-wringing when black people do it? Black people are basically, you know, however you feel about it, they're not outside of the normal rules and laws for humanity. I had a, you know, a good friend who used to have this cabin in upstate New York, which he referred to as the white trash cabin. He was white. I would never refer to that cabin. I would never tell him I'm coming to your white trash cabin. I just wouldn't do that. I, you know what I mean? I think you understand why I wouldn't do it. The question one must ask is why so many white people have difficulty extending things that are basic laws, you know, of how human beings interact to black people. And I think I know why. When you're white in this country, you're taught that everything belongs to you. You think you had a right to everything. You had a right to go where you, I mean, and you're conditioned this way. It's not, you know, because you, you know, your hair is a texture or your skin is light. It's the fact that the laws and the culture tell you this. You had a right to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, be however, and people just got to accommodate themselves to you. So here comes this word that, you know, you feel like you invented. And now somebody will tell you how to use a word that you invented. You know, why can't I use it? Everyone else gets to use it. You know what? That's racism that I don't get to use.
That sounds like,
you know, that's racist against me. You know, I have to inconvenience myself and hear this song and I can't sing along. How come I can't sing along? You know what I mean? And I think, you know, for...
By the way, that's fucking brilliant. That is honestly like Chris Rock fucking wrote that shit. Yeah, for a fucking... For a white person to start vetting language, to go like, yo, you can't drop N-bombs on a university campus, that is racist towards a black person who's like, well, yeah, we kind of get to decide whether we fucking can say the word or not in a song. Now, if he was pacing up and down a stage, go like this, that's a Chris Rock routine. Saw a meme there. What does the F in John F. Kennedy stand for? And it says John Fortnite Kennedy, and everyone's freaking out. That couldn't be fucking true, is it? That's going to have everybody Googling. We'll hit the questions after this, guys. Google. Spell Google wrong twice there. Google. What does the... John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Definitely sounds like he owns a pub in fucking Strabane. Right, let's hit these questions, motherfucker. Eat my anus. BitTorrent. Who even uses BitTorrent anymore? Me. When you can't get your hands on things that you want. I'm trying to download that I Am a Killer thing that was on Netflix that's not on fucking UK Netflix. Suck my D. And then we watched it, and it's, you know what? The thought of being in prison forever gives me so much anxiety that I could barely even watch that fucking show. Which is hilarious, really, isn't it? I was literally, like, the thought of just, you know, accidentally fucking up in your life and going to jail forever. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck that. Fuck all that shit, bro. Do you want background tracks, dude? Let's have some questions, bro. Let's do it. Ever go back to the longer monthly bestie reviews? Kate wins it. More like Kate fucking loses it. Basically held his head under till he fucking died. Still kills me every time. That's from Jerry Crawford. I don't know. What I might... Would it annoy you if I just did a monthly review as myself? Because I feel like... I'm getting an age where it's like, am I going to be doing fucking comedy character videos forever here? Or can I not just be my own fucking self? Could I try that? Could I do like a best... Let me know. Hit me up. Tweet me, DM me. Just let me know. Yeah, do a monthly review as yourself. Because I wrote the fucking thing. And if I wrote it for my own stand-up, it would probably sound similar. So, why the fuck not? What's the most Belfast thing you've ever seen? The most Belfast thing I've ever seen was... I was at Lavery's or something one night, Saturday night, and I came out steaming, and I went to... There used to be a kebab shop over where, like... Just across the road, I forget the name of it. This is years ago, like. And there was fucking riot police and everything outside, and there was regular people coming out of fucking Benedict's, like... Getting in full... Oh, fuck. Full fucking scraps. And this woman was in the kebab shop and she was shouting out of the fucking door because she was like, that's my fucking daughter. And this woman was trying to fight police, you know. So Belfast. Here, I'm 10 stone and blocked. I can fight riot police. So she's getting arrested and the fella's getting fucking clubbed to death and fucked in a... In a van, she's like, he's fucking black. Is there a pack of black fucking bastards? But she'd ordered a kebab. So she's like, is there a pack of fucking black bastards? And the guy's like, what do you want, salad? And she went, yes, I love salad and house sauce, please. Is there a fucking disgrace? Should be ashamed of yourself. Do you have a napkin, love? Like, she was like, people in her family were being fucking... arrested, but you gotta get the fucking order right, you know? Not mental, like. Drinking beer from a shoe, the new Australian sport. No thanks. Number one, don't make the beer all fucking disgusting, okay? Number two, bro, do you think I'm gonna pour beer in some of the fucking snakes that I walk around in? Get the fuck out of my life. Some of the fucking absolute fire creps that I'm walking around in. And you want me to pour beer in it? Nah. I'm scared of walking on the floor in these fucking things. You know? Invent the hover boot so I can just be like... Just float around and be like, check out these goddamn snakes. Pour beer in my fucking... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I spent fucking 120 quid in these. I'll pour a fucking Budweiser in it. No. That was from Stephen McKnight. What about some CBD for your back and help sleep, big man? Apparently it fixes the heap. All the outlaws are on it. Might even stop Mickey Seabages. Keep her lit. I've had CBD oil. I bought some the other week and it was 65 quid for the 1,000 milligram one because... Get the strongest one, obviously. And it was good. Do you know what I mean? It felt nice, but like, you would take it and you would just fucking, it just relaxes you out a wee bit. But the problem is, I don't know whether it's because I'm quite a big chap or what the fucking crack is, but you'd have to pile it in there. You really would have to fucking pile it in there. And for fucking 65 quid a bottle, you can eat my shitter. You know? Because you would take it and you were like, that feels nice. But you do like 3 drips at a time. The thing only has 240 drips, so in a few days you're fucking getting carried away with it and then it's gone. But yeah, it's good. Keeps you nice and fucking relaxed. If it was a bit cheaper, it'd be amazing. Or if you could buy like the way you would buy like a bottle of olive oil, then it was just 1,000 milligram CBD oil. That's what you want. That's from Marf, son of Dave, whatever that means. Heard you and Sean talking about the whole staring debacle. What is it about staring that infuriates you? People looking at Maureen, for example. Well, that annoys me. That annoys me. It's just, I think it's something to do with, like, I don't know, because, like, a stare is sometimes is, like, a fucking aggressive kind of thing, and it's just, like, I don't know. I honestly think a lot of people here doing it don't realize they're even just fucking, like, it's like, years ago, a mate of mine came out of the toilet, and he's like, there's a fucking guy over here, he's in the parlor bar in Belfast, there's a fucking guy over there, keeps staring at me, I'm gonna fucking knock his cunt in. And I was like, okay, we see, walk out from the toilets. The guy's on this bar stool, like, absolutely fucking drooling out of his mind. And sure enough, he was staring towards us, but I doubt very much that he could even see us. He was just like, barely trying to fucking cling on to life, basically. And I'm like, he's not staring over here to incite violence. He's just staring over here because he's fucking glazed over, trying to fucking not vomit, probably. Yeah, just people stare. I don't know, it's weird, it's rude. It's rude to fucking stare at people for, like, long periods of time. And especially in the country, it seems to be fine. People just out the window of their fucking lowered Jetta. The whole back of the car is fucking black for some fucking reason. Because just the fumes are stinking. You're just like, just staring. Fucking glue bags. This is from Shambo. Would you ever play rugby again? Think you do some damage, big man? I work for Ulster Rugby full time in the domestic game. We could make it happen, even just a one-off. There's a new crossfield rugby initiative, which will run midweek in Belfast for clubs this season. Getting players back into the game in a more casual environment, smaller pitch, but same action. Whatever player we in. Not really. Because what I liked about rugby was, like, the physicality. And you can sort of get that from other things, like jiu-jitsu or whatever. So I kind of like it more. Also, it's a lot of fucking work. You know, people are like, oh, let's go to these pre-seasons and shit, and I don't know, it's just I like playing rugby when I was in school and in uni for a certain, you know, amount of time. But the problem was the quality dropped, sort of. So I was just like, people were fucking about and it was a bit half-arsed, and I didn't like that. I like doing things like when it was like pretty serious and we were training all the time, and, you know, you're actually trying to be good rather than just playing it for the sake of playing it. But also, my knee's fucked, and I would probably need major surgery before I'd even start playing. So, who knows? But I don't know. Nah, I probably wouldn't. And there's nothing more embarrassing than an old game of crossfield rugby. Do you know? When you're too much of a fat shit to play full pitch. What's your next big venture? This is from Team Outwork. What's the next big adventure for you, Mickey? Also, could you give a shout out to Rachel Kelly? She's watched every single podcast. Well, what's happened there is I don't really do shout outs because they are pointless. But shout out to Rachel Kelly now that I've done that by accident. Nice one, Rachel. Send nudes. Don't really, I'm joking. But, like, what's the next big adventure for you, Mickey? I mean, what's the next big venture for me and Mickey? May or may not be a guest on, is what you mean, sir? I don't know. I'm gonna book a lot of gigs today in various spots across the country and indeed Great Britain. So we'll see about that. Owl Blender, I'm involved in this is from Insta Belfast. Owl Blender, first of all, not getting a reply. I'm involved in an event, Only Just Media Summit, in Titanic Hotel on the 30th of August. It's a collaboration between brands and bloggers, speakers coming from USA and a few local speakers. If we'd like few free tickets, I can give you them. Or if you would like to do a live podcast or something cool at it, I could make it happen.
Ooh, pulling the stringies.
Here's the thing, and I appreciate the message, and I appreciate the message from everybody, and I appreciate when everyone gets in touch, and they're like, oh, I've seen you doing a live podcast. Do you want to do a live podcast of this? Here's the deal. For a long, long time, nobody gave me and a couple of others any fucking attention. There was no help. There was no... Even local comedy clubs like the Empire, Queens, they weren't taking on board local comedians. So we had to kind of do things ourselves. You know, BBC TV was just putting out the same stuff that they put out for years, with the very odd experimental show thrown in, which means you get a little tiny bite at the cherry and they fuck with your bite, and it's a shitty bite, basically. And then everyone tells you that the program you're on BBC was bollocks, and you're like, oh, great. You know, I was just trying to do a thing. So what happens is all those guys went off and did it themselves, and they fucking did podcasts and gigs, and they, like, we, like, I run Lavery's Comedy Club. I've been doing this podcast. I've done a lot of shit. I've been putting out content, pushing my own fucking brand, essentially, which is a fucking gross word, to the point where we can go 2 or 3 weeks out. Oh, wouldn't it be class if we did a gig in the fucking Mandela Hall before it closed down? And we book that, and then it sells out. You know? I did that. So, whenever someone's like, would you like to come and do a thing at this? You're like, no, because I can do it myself for profit. You know? For actual fans who want to come and see it. And it's the best crack of all time. So, unless you want to give me the same money that I could get if I did it myself, there's no point in me doing it. And then you're going to go, try and keep the cursing down, and I'm going to bend over, and I'm going to give you a gift certificate to Sports Direct, and I'm going to go buy yourself goggles and a snorkel, and come back, and by the time you get back, I've stretched my asshole open, and just pumped it full of water, like a fucking, you know, like a hot tub that you would build in your back garden, and I'm like, snorkel my anus. So, I'm probably not going to do a podcast at this thing. And again, it's like, you know, you get a lot of these things. We're like, yeah, we've got these big international speakers. Same with like Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival or whatever those fucking things are. The Belfast Comedy Festival. They bring in these people. They're like, oh yeah, we've got all these fucking big guests coming in. No one gives a shit. No one knows about them unless they're in that business. And then you put on a gig with a local person and it's fucking full of people. So it's like, hey, we've got big speakers coming from America. That doesn't fucking mean anything. Get some local ones in, because it's going to be full of fucking local people. Better as fuck. Better Colin over here. Like to do a podcast or something on it? Nah. When did you start to do comedy? Don't know. 2010? 2009? Something like that. 2009. I can't even remember. Sometimes, have I played that already? Sometimes, you know, sometimes you've just been doing comedy your whole life, you know, but you don't know it. Favourite and least favourite Northern Irish celebrities? I don't even give a fuck. Celebrities is like, I don't even know what the word celebrity is anymore. There's I think I can't wait till the term internet famous wears off. Oh, he's an internet celebrity. Really? Some of the most famous fucking people in the world are internet celebrities. You know what I mean? Kylie Jenner is a fucking internet celebrity. Give her, you know, more or less. Apart from her TV shows. I don't know. Who the fuck, who are we dealing with here? Favourite? Carl Frampton. I don't know. Least favourite Northern Irish celebrity? I don't know. Who gives a fuck? What do you make of the wee fella from YouTube? The chicken connoisseur getting his own show on Channel 4 where all he does is review things? This is the funny bit about TV. how long ago was the fucking Pengus Munch hot? Do you know what I mean? It was like all the rage. And they should have just got fucking KFC. They should have got a big fucking sponsor on board and put it and did a web series. And it would have got millions and millions and millions of hits whenever it was hot as shit. But TV takes forever, and then you got to wait for a slot because of their programming and stuff. And then it comes on TV and someone goes, oh, do you remember that guy that did the fucking chicken thing? And then they put it on TV and people go, I watched one episode. It was just the same as the internet one. Got a bit boring, him just talking about chicken. Also, I've never seen it, but whatever. But I didn't mind it. It was okay. But like, why couldn't it just exist online with a big sponsor the way fucking Hot Ones or any of that shit does? That's it. See, if I had a series like that, like Hot Ones, and people came to me like, oh, we'd like to put this on TV, I would go, no. Because you'll fucking ruin it. Any plans on doing a live podcast in Leeds? No plans whatsoever, I'm afraid, at this point. I don't know where the fuck I would even start, where I would do it, and who would come. But if you have any suggestions, I'll certainly look into it. Sophie Lewis. How shit are people's brains when all you do is like put a fucking your name together? And that's clearly Sophie Lewis, but I was like Sophila Wiss. Dickhead. Also Boojum order. What's my Boojum order? I'll get a bowl, and then I'll get that shredded beef, and then I'll get the black beans, and then I'll get fucking no sour cream, it's too much. Maybe cheese. Get a lot of that Chipotle shit in there. Get a lot of that salad in there. Peppers, onions, yeah. Some of that Chipotle hot sauce. That El Yucatan or whatever the fuck it's called. Yucateca. I have it in the house there. It's warm as fuck. Plenty of times I went to pour it and then didn't realise it was as rummy and dumped the whole fucking bottle over whatever I was eating. Hey man, love the UFC chat with Sean last week. Would you do a standalone UFC podcast? And that's from Stallion AK. I just don't watch it enough. And I don't know. I don't want to turn into like, oh, he's the fucking, he thinks he's Joe Rogan just by doing a fucking general banter fucking MMA podcast. It would be a short podcast, I'll fucking tell you that. And I would also probably rather do it with somebody who I could sort of bounce off. Sean would be perfect. That'd be a fun thing to do, is just break down fights. I don't know. I don't know if I know enough about it, to be honest. And I definitely don't watch as much as I used to, just because, I mean, it's the McGregor effect. It ruined all fights for people. You get so excited about one big fight, you'd watch it, and then unfortunately, you can't really get yourself fucking pumped for any other fights. Anyway, was that the last question? Oh, well, shit down my gullet. Let me see if there's any more while we're at it, bitches. Don't know if it was a rude to Insta Belfast there. Let's face it, I would probably go just to have a wee nosy about, like. Anyway, I think that might be it, guys. I have a lot of food for thought this week. Do I start doing Bestie McD videos again? Monthly review? Do I do a review as myself? Break down the old month? Let me know. Tell me what sort of content you guys want. Should the daily blends be more of a Bestie McD thing? Here's the problem. I literally could do it as myself, seeing that fucking I wrote it anyway. You know? I don't know. Gotta look into gigs across the UK. Gonna go to Leeds now. Trying Bestie McD's. Doing a UFC podcast. Fuck me. The possibilities are endless. I don't know. I don't know what to be at. I would do a UFC podcast if we could figure out a way to do it. If there was an interest for it, I just don't know. I don't know if anyone would be that interested in listening to me talk about fights. when I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about, so it's hard to know, guys. It's hard to fucking know. Huh? Fuck's sake. Anyway, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Cheers for listening, and cheers to all the Patreon folk. Get over on the Patreon, find out the link to the secret sort of private Instagram page where I'll post as much stuff as I possibly can. That's what we're gonna do. There's the phone beeping in the fucking thing. So that's it, folks. Cheers for listening. If you want to support the podcast so that we keep this ad-free, so that all of a sudden I'm not going, hey, welcome to the General Banter podcast. Today we're sponsored by insert some fucking wank that no one gives a shit about. I'm sponsored by fucking e-mortgage or something. You know what I mean? Something that I can't even give a fuck about. So if you want to donate to this podcast, patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. Become part of the Dead on Lafayette. When we get these new t-shirts in, praise be to Allah. That we get some discount codes for the Dead on Mafia folks. They'll be secret just to them. How about that? Just keep shitting out that content, guys. You know what I'm saying? Keep deadlifting. Keep shitting out the content. And just being sound to each other. And don't drop M-bombs whenever you're shooting. And that's it. I'm out of here. See you later. What should we play? Should we play like some fucking insane Jack White? Since we talked about him earlier. I've made a bad choice because it's 7 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? Now this does sound like the end of the universe. If you don't like that, you can go fuck yourself. Who plays Slag? Probably not. Can't she drum now?
Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Your mother will talk about you. Your sister and your brothers too. No matter how you try to live.
Now what that is him singing.
Don't
this.
You mind people grinning in your face.
Which is fun. This is in the movie, It Might Get Loud, and he's like, this is my favorite song.
In your face. Yeah, just bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know your mother will talk about you. Your sisters and your brothers too.
What a setup.
Yes,
fucking nuts it took to just be like, I'm here to sing a song. And they're like, let's commit this to wax. And they're like, what's the song sound like? And he goes like this. Don't you mind. Like just singing like that, clapping. Gangster as fuck.
People grinning in your face.
Also, I love all these old things. Like, have you ever heard Unplugged by Nirvana? And he sings, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? It was like the last song he sang, and everyone was like, oh my god. And then he shot himself in the head 2 weeks later. Or was it Courtney Love? Who knows? And he's like, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? And he's like screaming. And then there was that documentary where Dave Grohl was like, oh yeah, we had to fucking mix this in a studio somewhere. And it was like, there was ghosts in the studio. When he's like, last night, like screaming his head off while Kurt could be in there. And then, you know, if you think that's dark, listen to the original by Leadbelly. Eh?
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on, tell me, baby. In the pond, where the sun don't ever shine. I was shivering all night too.
Dark. That's dark times. That's real blues, guys, you know? When it's like, where did you sleep last night? You know, you dirty bitch. Not Steven Seagal being like, get my broomstick. Get a Japanese woman too. Wank me off with your feet, bitch. I'm out of here before I lose my fucking mind. See you probably before the end of the week, guys. Cheers for listening. Lavery's Comedy Club tonight. There's also tickets going on sale for a show I'm doing in the limelight in October called Trans Blender. So get your dicks well and truly oiled up for that, guys. See yous next week. All the best. Take her easy.
My girl, where...
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.